And now to day-to-day's Mr. October, Mike Pesca with news of baseball. Mike?
Hi, Alex. Well, let's start with the bad but familiar news to Cubs fans. They're not in the World Series. They lost to the Marlins last night. Brad Morris, the Cubs fan that we've been checking in with, is here on the line with me. Hey, Brad, how bad's it hurt?
It's more numbing than anything else. I have already set my room for maximum hibernation, so you can find me there until next April. It hurts. I can't say it doesn't.
Were you at the game?
I was not at the game. I was offered a ticket around an hour before the game, and it didn't take me long to turn it down. It's just that level of anxiety is not good for my health.
Do you blame yourself? I mean, some people are superstitious. If you had only been there, you could have affected the outcome.
I blame myself slightly less than I blame Alex Gonzalez, Sammy Sosa, and that fan that I was not giving a hard time to yesterday.
Hey, Brad, you know they got a lot of fine museums in Chicago.
Yes, I'm actually going to be renewing my membership at certain obscure museums. The Spertus Museum here is wonderful. The Art Institute's going to be more crowded than it's been in some time because of this loss. But I'll be hitting a lot of the more obscure museums, yes.
Brad, thanks a lot. On to the other series, Yankees-Red Sox. Mike, the Red Sox forced a deciding Game 7 with their win yesterday. Where'd you catch that game, Mike?
Well, I went to a local bar/Italian restaurant in Midtown Manhattan.
But there must have been a lot of disappointed Yankee fans there. What, drowning their sorrows in the Pasta Primavera?
Actually,
Mike, this is a Red Sox bar in New York?
Yeah, it's a place called Pino's. It's owned by former Red Sox pitcher Jerry Casale, who had a lifetime record of 15-17 with Boston. But his greatest legacy to the fans was this restaurant. It's a Red Sox oasis in Gotham for fans like Ellen, who usually has to keep her love of the Sox bottled up inside.
During the whole series, I've been keeping it down, and here I am, I'm like, yeah!
And Casale, oh, God, he's got this tape of a radio broadcast of himself hitting a home run, and the fans at Pino's decided it must be a good luck charm or something because he played it around 60 times during the game.
That doesn't get old?
Yeah, 44 years old. He hit the homer in 1959, but it seemed to be working yesterday. You know, though, I do have to tell you, I only order in from Pino's. It's near my house because I can't eat there anymore because actually when you go, even when the Sox aren't playing, he's always playing that tape. Anyway, here's Jerry Casale.
Now, Jerry, I know you're superstitious. What are you feeling right now with a 3-run lead in the ninth inning?
Oh, I feel great. I feel great. I think we got him. I think we got him time. We're going to get him tomorrow night, too.
Hey, when you played on the team, did anyone ever talk about things like curses or anything like that?
No, never mentioned it once. I played with Ted Williams and that gang. Never when they mentioned something so stupid as curse.
And yesterday, no one was talking curse. They were talking Red Sox victory in tonight's Game 7, where we'll see the same pitching matchup, Roger Clemens versus Pedro Martinez. That was the matchup that resulted in all those brawls over the weekend.
Yeah.
So after the final out, the Red Sox faithful exhaled and exulted with their traditional war chant, evoking, as it does, the spirit and grandeur of the national pastime. History might have something else to say about that.
Yeah, and the Yankee starter, Roger Clemens, might have something to say about it tonight, too. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.